D'Urville MacDonald on RTE Radio 1.
You are all very, very welcome back. Well, one story that caught my attention this morning has, you'll be delighted to hear, nothing to do with COVID-19. It's a story by Carl O'Brien, the education of the editor in the Irish Times, who has written a piece saying primary pupils to drop by 120,000 over the next decade. School leaders say projected decline could allow for reduction in class sizes. You're very, very welcome to the programme. Happy New Year to you, Carl.
Thank you, D'Urville.
Listen, this is really, really interesting because for years we have just been debating class sizes, the ratio of pupils and teachers, and the fact that we haven't had enough teachers. And actually, staring down the long barrel of population and fertility trends, that could be all set to change.
It could. We're talking about some quite dramatic changes due to happen over the coming decade or so. So we're looking at the primary school population, this is according to official projections, will drop by about 120,000. That's about 20% over a decade or so. And that's at primary level. So that has some really big implications, as you're suggesting. You know, you could have actually surplus teachers at primary level, thousands of surplus teachers. It could also threaten the future of many of our small schools because we have a very, very high concentration of small schools, often with just a few classes and a few teachers, particularly in rural areas in the West. But also, you know, this represents a major opportunity as well for the education system because it does allow us also to reduce class sizes in the country. Now, Irish class sizes at primary level are the most overcrowded in Europe.
How many do we have? What's the average?
So the average is going to fall this year to 24 children at primary level to each teacher. Now, that's actually, would you believe it, that's the lowest on record. Yeah, that's the lowest on record in Ireland, but it is the highest in the European Union. The average is around 19 to 1. And I think certainly in the context of COVID and social distancing and everything, there is a drive as well and a political appetite, I think, to reduce class sizes. So this obviously gives a really great opportunity for policymakers to do that.
And obviously your report is based on official data that's contained in a technical report on projections of enrolment right out to 2040. Obviously that ties in with the government's national development plan. But I suppose really what this kind of goes back to is the fact that like Ireland, like many developed economies around the world, are having smaller families, fewer babies. Our fertility rate is under that magical 2.1 replacement rate. I suppose what we're seeing are the long to or medium to long term impacts of smaller families.
We are indeed, and as you know, with your work in the documentaries in this area, you know, the fertility rates in Ireland, they have been falling steadily, particularly over the last decade. I think you had about 75,000 births a year a decade ago. We're now down to about 60,000 or maybe just below that. And this report, which is based on Central Statistics Office data, projects that a further small decline in fertility rates over the coming years. So that's what's driving down, you know, this anticipated fall off.
And also with migration as a wild card. Now, we are due to see, on the other hand, a bulge in secondary school populations, which I suppose from previous fertility booms that we had are good. So we're kind of, on the one hand, we've got primary schools facing less, but actually for a while, our secondary schools are still going to be a little bit crowded, Carl.
Yeah, so if you like, the decline at primary level has already kicked in. Like, so the primary level population peaked at around 2019 and now it's falling by several thousand a year, and that's going to accelerate over the coming years. But then at second level, you're having that population bulge which is moving in to second level now, and that's kind of putting pressure on the system there. So if you look at even the population at second level has jumped over the past 5 years by almost 30,000. The projections are that the number to second level will peak at 2024 with about 400,000 pupils. That's about 30,000 higher than today.
But that's not too far away, and it's going to be really interesting to see how that pans out, I suppose, up until 2040, which is the period that they're looking at here. What are the implications, Carl, for education policy, pupil-teacher ratios? As you said, it's something of a double-edged sword. It's bad in one sense, but it could actually be good because it might finally get what most parents want, which is smaller class sizes and more attention for their kids.
Yeah, it's a big area of debate, class sizes. You know, like if you look at the OECD and these high-level policy-making bodies, they will say actually the class sizes don't have much impact on education quality. It's all about teacher contact time and the quality of the interaction in the classroom. However, talk to any teacher and talk to any parent in the grounds, and they will always prefer a smaller class size, and they'll say that it gives more time to interact with children.
And just to look at that, some of the, you know, the regional and the rural breakdown, I have visited some of those schools that are under threat, that are, you know, putting ads out for people to come live in our village just to keep to keep a school going. But obviously we can't predict with any, I suppose, degree of finality where the populations are going to land. But obviously, you know, there's lots of people have moved during the pandemic and different things. But I suppose it could lead to pressure in some areas, particularly, as you say, for those smaller at-risk primary schools that people love. They love their national schools.
Yeah, so this really does pose an existential threat, you know, to the future of hundreds of those rural schools, often with just two or three teachers, schools, and many of them, as you said, they've been battling to survive, and many of them have had really creative solutions to keep going, you know, having preschools on site, having after school services, you know, making life as easy for parents as possible. But then, by contrast, in a lot of the commuter belt counties, particularly outside Dublin and in parts of Dublin as well, schools are under acute pressure because they are being oversubscribed and they're turning children away, and they have the opposite problem, if you like. But what's interesting about this technical report is they're forecasting how these population changes are going to affect regionally, and interestingly, they're basing their projections on an outflow of significant numbers of young families leaving Dublin, and so they're saying that would actually lead to some of the sharpest reductions in pupil numbers taking place in Dublin, for example. So they're saying they will fall by about 25%.
And what about the implications for teacher training? Obviously, it can be very, very difficult to get cover for schools just at the moment with the current Omicron variant. But in terms of teacher training, like if there's somebody saying, you know, looking at their future and thinking, is teacher training for me, that could be quite a headache for the Department of Education as well in terms of planning.
Yeah, I think it does pose issues. As I said, it also does pose opportunities. You know, so let's say if they do reduce class sizes, you should be able to absorb all those additional teachers without any problems. And also they're looking at other solutions, such as if you have a surplus of teachers at primary level, can you retrain teachers or convert them into second level teachers? And for example, there's a big pressure for second level teachers in key subject areas, also huge pressure to find teachers at second level who are specialised in special education. So they're examining a scheme where you could transfer some of the special education teachers at primary into secondary. So it has big implications. None of this is going to explode tomorrow or anything. This is kind of a slow motion issue, but it's certainly, this is where the planning is key and where this will really affect it, the size and the shape of classes, certainly over the coming decade or more.
And I suppose if you're an economics editor, you'd be wondering if there are no more babies, who's going to pay for our pensions? But that's a different issue, Carl O'Brien. We won't pester you on that today. Listen, Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us, Carl O'Brien, Education Editor of the Irish Times.